Well, you have to ask who's behind this movement. And a lot of the lunch programs have been privatized. So I imagine that it's cheaper for them to provide the stuff that they're providing, this quote-unquote healthy food. It's also, I know a lot of the contracts are being written so that they have to, they don't allow children to bring lunch from home. I know we had found...
competitive foods.
Right, competitive foods, right. They call it competitive foods. If you bring, you're in competition with the lunch program. And so those are being forbidden from being brought into the school so that the children only have the option of the lunch program that's being offered. It all comes down to money and who's making money off of it.
And control, because you picture that family that Karen was talking about, you know, the one of her three children who actually had that long school day was her youngest. And that child was getting breakfast, lunch, snacks, and supper at school.
Perfect.
So when you picture, you know, that's the model that the world is supposed to go to, and I do mean the world, it's frightening to think that the government will be in control of whether and what your child eats. I mean, in our state, we have a law that was passed by that was sponsored by a Republican leader in the Senate, which actually allows for the denial of meals to children for any reason.
Allows for the denial of meals to children. No,
for any reason. For any reason.
For any reason.